Bravo,
bravo, bravo,
bravo,
bravo.
Yes, and stop playing the recorder. It's giving me a headache.
Yes.
Tell us a story.
Tell us about the swan and the chocolate and the bottomless lake.
Ah, yes. That one. I remember. There was a pond not far from my house. We all knew it was very deep. We knew that it was so deep no one had ever touched the bottom, and that monsters lived in the cold, dark waters. And on top of the lake swam the beautiful, graceful swan. I wasn't afraid, and I sailed out on the lake in my little boat. Can you hear the little waves lapping the sides of the boat? Can you hear the swan gliding across the water?
No, we can only hear the violin.
Well, there I was, lying in my boat.
You shouldn't lie. You should tell the truth.
I mean, I was lying down.
Why didn't you say so?
Well, I was lying down. And then something started to climb on the boat.
A monster?
No, it was that horrible swan. I was feeding it bits of my sandwich, which it didn't like. It wanted my chocolate bar. It jumped right up on top of me. I got such a fright, I jumped up. The boat tipped over, and out I went, into the water.
Into the pond.
Into the bottomless lake with all the other liars.
How dare you? Actually, when I tried to swim, my feet touched the bottom, and I discovered it was only 50 centimetres deep after all.
See, I told you he was a liar.
No, I'm not. In fact, if you're out that way, and you see a peaceful lake
and a little boat
and a greedy swan,
it's probably the very lake.
I hope that lake never dries up.
Why?
Then it would have a bare bottom.
I think you should dry up.
Why? We haven't even done the dishes. What's that music?
You'll never guess. The swan.
I thought so. Can't you play something we know? Like Twinkle?
Of course. Margaret, Annabelle, play Twinkle. They don't look very happy, do they? That was nice, wasn't it? But it wasn't Twinkle.
I think you've forgotten something.
No, I haven't. I'll just fix this up. Annabelle, Margaret, I said, play Twinkle. I don't know what's wrong with them. I said play Twinkle.
We still think you've forgotten something.
What?
The magic word.
Ah. Oh. Margaret and Annabelle, please play Twinkle. Isn't it amazing what happens when you say please?
Yes, please would you play the bassoon?
Oh, you don't really want me to play the bassoon, do you?
No, but you're going to anyway.
Where is it?
Right here.
It looks like a bunch of sticks.
A bunch of sticks with silver keys and a white ring around the top. An expensive bunch of keys, or sticks, I can tell you.
It must make a beautiful sound. Ah, the poor thing has a tummy ache.
You rude child. It's supposed to sound like that. I wouldn't be cheeky to this bassoon, I can tell you.